What's your favorite movie that was filmed in Seattle?
Are you asking me?
Yeah, what's yours?
Well, a movie that hasn't been released yet, I have to say. Filmmaker Megan Griffiths has a new movie. It's called Lucky Them, and you're going to get a chance to see it in 2014. It premiered at the Toronto Film Festival, and I only got to see it because Megan Griffiths is going to be on our show Monday, part of our 13 for 13 series.
That's great.
But it was awesome. So, and it made me love Seattle. What about you?
Well, you know, I'm asking that on the Facebook page, which is called KUOW's Steve Scherr.
Okay.
I like Trouble in Mind, and I think I like it because of the scene in front of the Seattle Art Museum, now called the Seattle Asian Art Museum. Up in Volunteer Park.
It premiered, opened one of the Seattle International Film Festivals long, long ago, and they had an awesome party there.
Yeah,
I think Divine was at that party. Well, Seattle's Museum of History and Industry has an exhibit about movies and TV in Seattle. It goes from the pioneer days through to the new wave of homegrown movie makers.
Our colleague Ross Reynolds went down to Mohai last week for a tour with film critic Robert Horton. He is the curator of Celluloid Seattle.
Predictably, for the first 50 or 60 years, Seattle was the far frontier. It was a place for pioneers. Lumberjacks roamed the street. One of the cool things that we have in this section is a couple of artifacts from Tugboat Annie, 1933 film that was one of the rare movies that actually came up and shot here. They shot footage in Tacoma and Seattle, and it's about, you know, tugboat captains and their rivalries.
Golly, it's a race system. These Puget Sound tugboats sure go after the business.
Was Tugboat Annie about something that was actually going on in the waterfront in Seattle? Were the tugboats a big deal here?
Yeah, you know, it was inspired by the story of Thea Foss, famous, you know, matriarch of the Foss tugboat dynasty. We kind of wrap up this section, the Far City section, we call it, with the film It Happened at the World's Fair, which, of course, is Elvis Presley coming to town, shooting a movie here in Technicolor.
1962
World's Fair.
Wow-wee, huh? You haven't seen anything yet.
It's not a good movie, but it is kind of a time capsule of that era, and because the fair was so futuristic, for our purposes in the exhibit, it really points us toward, okay, maybe we'll start thinking about Seattle in a different way in the movies that will come. So we move from our first section to a place called the Streetwise City, we're calling it, named for a documentary that came out in the 1980s, which is a fantastic documentary about street kids in Seattle.
I wasn't even thinking about running away or nothing, you know, but my dad once told me if I ever got caught selling pot, I'd never come home because he'd kill me.
And that tries to capture the moment in Seattle, the 70s and the 80s, when things went on a little downturn, you know, economically in the city. But Hollywood actually started coming here more often. I think partly because the city projected this very interesting, maybe a little down at the heels image, and you could really get some flavorful waterfront stuff, you know, the First Avenue, movies like Cinderella Liberty, for instance.
No. All right, I'll jump ahead to another era and see what it says about Seattle in the movies. And while we're strolling over there, Robert, best film shot in Seattle, what's your nomination?
Oh, you know, I think my favorite is actually Say Anything. That's the one I think is just, it's so charming.
Describe that to people who don't know it.
Yeah, it's a film directed by Cameron Crowe, who lived partly in Seattle for some years, so he did have some insider knowledge of it. John Cusack plays a young man who's kind of lovelorn.
I'm not going to go to Seattle Junior College. I mean, I've got to be honest with you. I'm not looking for that. I'm looking for something bigger, you know? I'm looking for a dare-to-be-great situation.
And it's all shot here, and there's something about it that I think captures the vibe of the city circa 1989. And I also like to think that John Cusack's character, Lloyd Dobler, is kind of a... He's kind of like the quintessential Seattleite in a way.
In what way?
He's just sort of coming into himself. He's a little diffuse. He's not quite sure who he is.
I don't want to sell anything, buy anything, or process anything as a career. I don't want to sell anything bought or processed, or buy anything sold or processed, or process anything sold, bought, or processed, or repaired.
As you round off that section, we're right on the cusp of a very different sort of Seattle that comes in the next section, that kind of comes in the 90s and the aughts.
The sleepless city, as I can see from the sign, at the turn of the 1990s, Seattle suddenly became hip. And here we have how the movies viewed the hipness here.
Exactly, yeah. And of course, People can guess what the name Sleepless City comes from.
Sleepless in Seattle?
That's what she called him on the show because he can't sleep.
And now 2,000 women want his number.
Dear Sleepless in Seattle, you're the most attractive man I ever laid ears on.
I am having all of these fantasies about some man I have never even met who lives in Seattle.
It rains 9 months of the year in Seattle.
And I think that film, Sleepless in Seattle, sort of epitomizes what suddenly happened in the eyes of the rest of the world. Seattle was this high-tech place. We had good coffee, we had good music all of a sudden. And so along with good movies like the Cameron Crowe films, Say Anything, Singles, you also had this phenomenon of people taking their ideas for movies and saying, hey, where should we set this so it seems kind of cutting edge? Oh, of course it's going to be Seattle, because everybody's talking about Seattle now.
So you're here in Seattle? Looks like it.
Seattle's home!
Okay, 1990s. Shall we take another leap forward?
Let's see what's around the corner. Yes, what have we got next? So we are representing Seattle, seen by Hollywood, but we had to show what's going on now in Seattle, which is Seattle seen by people who actually live here, work here, are making films, producing them, directing them, working as costume designers, location managers, and so on. And so the indie city is meant to represent that section. Local filmmakers are really breaking through and are beginning to get national distribution for their films. We have other movies that do conjure up Seattle. For instance, Lynn Shelton is a Seattle filmmaker who really tries to get the vibe of Seattle, the sort of, these are what the interiors of houses actually look like. And this is what people are kind of like in Seattle, is a certain a character, a certain vibe, maybe a slightly laid-back quality, maybe a not quite entirely grown-up-yet quality, people sort of trying to get there. Shelton's films include Hump Day.
You were at a party and we heard about Hump Fest.
This awesome amateur porn festival.
You have to do something unique.
Two straight dudes.
Beyond gay.
It's beyond gay.
You know, the interesting thing about these homegrown films is that those filmmakers seem to have professed absolute commitment and intention to stay in Seattle. They just like living here. They have developed crews here. They have a very cheerleader-like quality to them. If you get that cycle going, and if you get enough people who are kind of able to root that business, then it starts to build on itself. And we might see that snowballing a little bit, to mix metaphors. It's going to be very interesting to see what happens over the next 2 or 3 years, because it feels like something's happening right now. The trick is making it happen for, a decade.
Well, that's what Marcy's going to be reporting on just next week. That was film critic Robert Horton, curated the exhibit Celluloid Seattle at the Museum of History and Industry. The exhibit has been extended to December 1st, along with movies. It also looks at TV shows such as Here Comes the Brides. I knew you knew that. A late 60s show that takes a highly fictionalized look at the true story of Asa Mercer. Mercer went to New England to recruit women to come to Seattle to marry the lonely loggers. Bobby Sherman, I believe, was in that. This is The Record.